Hello, everyone. You're listening to WHRW Binghamton. My name is Frank Allen. This is Tract or Fiction here on Welcome to the Waxwork. We kind of do this every week. We do a little tract by Jack Chick, and then we perform it, and then we talk about it. It's an amazing, amazing thing that we do. This week, we've got a tract called The Last Generation, and it takes place some indeterminate amount in the future. You can't quite tell how far in the future, and I guess that's sort of the point. All right, here we go. I'm going to bring us out of this music there. There we go. All right, let's begin the wonderful tract, The Last Generation.
In the not-too-distant future, the world we know and love has grown to become a corrupted, insidiously evil dystopia. A midday newscast begins over the worldwide censor-vid networks.
From the World Court headquarters in Rome, stand by as Supreme Justice Mahoney, S.J., addresses the world.
I'm Charlton Heston. I'll be playing the part of Chief Justice Mahoney. It is the decision of this court that anyone who claims that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father in heaven shall be committed to a mental camp for treatment and or be executed. All those who oppose the law are officially enemies of me and the state.
The announcement receives a resounding harumph.
Harumph!
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 From the other Supreme Court justices, while elsewhere, in Residential Unit 742 in District 1911, an older man turns off the sensor vid feed and turns to his daughter Connie and her husband Charles.
Dad, what does this mean?
Connie, one way or another, we may be moving into our mansions in heaven very soon. We have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Persecution, new killer diseases, earthquakes, and wars everywhere all prove this is the last generation. That's why I'm excited. Listen to this. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8:18. The world has nothing, but as Christians we have everything. And the darker it is in this world, Charles, the brighter our hope becomes. We are about to see Jesus face to face. I thank God I'm ready to meet him.
Dad! Shh! Here comes the monster!
It was not an actual monster that entered Residential Unit 742 moments later, but merely the most evil and warped creature this horrid dystopian world had ever birthed, Connie and Charles's 10-year-old son, Bobby.
Oh, maggot-infested tofurkey. The kids at school have all been calling me slime because me hig-begotten parents are still married. Why were you all talking about, huh?
Never mind, Bobby. What did you learn in school today?
He's gonna love this. My teacher reminded that I use either an adorable little puppy dog or a cutie pie little kitty as my Halloween sacrifice this year.
She's a witch?
You idiot. You knew that.
Son, you should love animals.
Shut up, fool. They're only jerks who died and came back as dogs and cats.
Is anything else going on at school?
Tomorrow, Healer is going to tell us about the Mother Goddess being spotted everywhere, and he's going to teach us how to find and turn in heretics.
God, help us.
You just said the wrong thing, you old crud.
Bobby, go to bed right now!
Larry's mom said that to him, but now she's in a concentration camp for child abuse. Want to join her?
Bobby's teachers have ruined him! Dad, when he's asleep, tell me about the blessed hope.
And so, later that evening, lit only by virtue lights, the old man told Charles all there was to know.
At any moment, Jesus will snatch all believers up into the air and take us to heaven. It's called the rapture. This is the blessed hope. That begins a 7-year period called the Great Tribulation. Those left behind will serve a satanic one-world dictator. God will hit the earth with unspeakable plagues, wiping out millions, but wickedness will increase until the Battle of Armageddon, when Christ will return and take control of the entire world.
Whoa.
You two better stop this kind of talk and go to bed.
The next day, in Bobby's class, the teacher stands in front of the eager students next to a giant buff man in a green form-fitting jumpsuit. On his chest is an emblem of a snake encircling a staff with a peace sign on its head. He wears a belt with a few holstered weapons inside it. His face is a huge scar running down the right side, over his eye, and on his head he wears a pointed cowl.
It is with great pleasure that I introduce you a famous New Age healer.
Thank you! We're looking for the sickos who hate our blessed Mother Goddess, the Queen of Heaven. These insane criminals believe Jesus Christ created the universe.
If I turn in one of those losers, will I get a reward?
Yes, a big reward. Just give your teacher their names, and we will treat their illness.
And so, back at Residential Unit 742.
Grandpa, did Jesus create the universe?
If I say yes, will your healers take me away?
That's none of your business.
Jesus Christ is God Almighty, the creator of the universe. He shed his blood for our sins. Bobby, if you receive Jesus, you'll go to heaven too.
I hate you and your stupid Jesus. You're an insane criminal. I hope the healers kill you.
Bobby runs out of Residential Unit 742 to fetch the healers.
Hurry, Charles. Take Connie and her brother Paul to the cabin. You'll be safe there.
I love you, Daddy.
12 hours later, the healers are interrogating the old man, meaning they are torturing him with some amazing futuristic torture device. His screams echo around the healing center.
How long before he cracks?
Not long. We inserted microchips to increase the pain, and we have 2 ways of torturing him. We're going to use the comfy chair, the fluffy cushions, and... Wait, 3 ways of torturing him.
Stopping the torture machine, one of the healers pulls the old man's hair and questions him to see if the torturer has had the desired effect.
Who is Jesus?
The creator of the universe, and I love him.
Vaginal rot! Take this heretic away. Dispose of it or use it for food.
Out in the uninhabited forests, Paul, Charles, and Connie finally arrive at the cabin.
We made it, Paul!
But Paul is not so sure.
I'm Charlton Heston, and I'm not very sure. Because if I get caught, I'll be tortured. I'm gonna turn all these people in. Connie, I'm going out for Cheerios and other supplies.
Be careful, Paul.
Don't worry, sis. I'll be back tomorrow with guns, booze, and Cheerios.
Paul goes straight to the healers.
I want to report 2 sickos who don't want me to bring them Cheerios.
Tell us all about it, my friend.
Do I get a reward such
as
milk for the Cheerios?
As much milk as you can drink on your Cheerios if you drink Cheerios.
1 hour later, healer forces armed from head to toe arrive at the cabin on heavy ATVs and helicopters.
Charles! Charles, they found us!
Help us, Lord Jesus!
Shoot to kill!
But at the exact instant the healers burst into the cabin, the rapture occurs.
Ding.
Their clothes are on the floor. Man, must have been some night. But where are they?
They're in the clouds with Christ.
The end. That was quite a tract there.